It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. What is good, everybody? I am your co-host, Jarrell Gelbert. Alongside me, as always, partner and crime co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take it with you. He was in a hole, but he dug himself out on Sunday. Can't wait to hear about that. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And we got our producer extraordinaire, the bathroom bandit, a.k.a. Stepman Brett.
Yeah, yeah.
Football's back.
Yeah!
Let's go!
About time, baby. About time.
Derek got so excited. He started splattering water all over his computer.
Getting wet in here, y'all.
That's just because we're so excited. The football is back. Not just because our Sundays are fulfilled again and we are no longer going to church. We are back at the temple of football.
I would say we are at church.
Yeah. Take him to church, baby.
This is our church.
We are back at church.
This is our church.
And honestly, it just gives us something easy content for the next 20
minutes.
Mondays in a row. So
yeah, no, 100%. And who doesn't love that action on the show right here? Yeah, and it's, I mean, again, your Sundays are spoken for now, so it's nice again.
I can see it in your eyes. You're back into it a little bit.
You know, it's
I can see it in your eyes,
it's
baby.
It's there, man. It's there. It's nice to, again, there's just a lot going on. I got football, and I got football, you know? And I start off with football, and then I end with football, and it's pretty good out there.
That's right. So, for those
off
of you
great.
Keeping track, that's football.
Then football.
Yeah.
It's, you know, football, then football. It's great. It's, so I start off with football, and with some football, and more football. So it's great.
So you're talking...
Football.
Spelt the same way both ways.
Oh,
no, foot is a little bit different. That's an F-U-T, you know, football.
Oh, football.
Football, yeah.
See, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You've got to give it proper connotations.
Yeah, it's an F-U and F-O, yes. So it's got a little bit different.
That was my bad.
Yeah. Foo versus foo, you know?
Yeah. T.
T.
Yeah.
Ball.
It's back, though.
It's back.
It's back, yeah.
It's back. You can smell it in the air.
There
nice.
You go.
Nice. Hold on. Can I get an amen?
Whoa, whoa.
That works.
Right, I mean, I can give you an amen, too.
Can I get an amen?
Take
amen.
Yeah. Oh, man. You can smell it in the air, boys and girls. You can smell it in the air. Fall is creeping up upon us. It's still pretty warm here in Cheeks. We're all in shorts today, but we're getting there.
We had a little rain at one point in time, like last weekend.
That was
last Thursday.
Miserable.
Thursday,
absolutely miserable. That became so humid right after. That was awful.
Dude, we need
we needed it for. We needed a little bit more.
Well,
a little bit
course,
more.
But something's better than nothing.
It was a nice like hour and a half, and then after that, it just became so humid.
I mean, granted, I was already inside at that point in time when
it
started.
It was early in the morning,
late night,
wasn't it?
You know, I'm not a night owl anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
when you start work at 3, I mean, you kind of see it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Well. I enjoyed it, so for everyone who got to enjoy some of the rain, again, fall is on the horizon, football is in the air, and we're just living life, man. This is a great time of the year. It's
I would say, no, it is. It's I mean, it's a momentous occasion in this country, you know?
Yes.
Sure. This is a... not everyone watches football, but, like, most people do, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, on the sports calendar, obviously, football season is the highest rated. It's the most paid attention to. And again, for us, it makes our job so much easier. If we wanted, we could come in and just do an hour-long football show. We're not going to.
No, that would be awful.
No, that would be atrocious.
Yeah. And the thing I love about football the most is it's the least understood sport, yet it has the most quote unquote experts, right?
Because it probably is one of the most complicated sports out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Just in terms of the dimensions, what's going on, the inner workings of both the offense and the defense. It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, just the play calling alone is a novel, you know?
Right. If you even can understand line play, you are ahead of 99.9% of the people watching.
If you ever want to sound smart, just talk about the line when it comes to football.
Yeah, that's you know what? You're giving away the game for free. But I'm going to say, oftentimes when we first started the show, I'd hear someone else talk about line play and I'd be like, I'm going to drop that during the show this week. I'm going to sound smart. Worked every time.
It does. It's brilliant. Like, you just sound like a savant the moment you mention any type of line play. Oh, they're winning the line play right now. The defense
their left guard keeps pulling. Oh, man. Yeah.
He's got no speed when he pulls. That's why they're not getting any they're not getting any breakthroughs on the line.
You just got to mention a pulling guard.
If someone's already mentioned the line, go for the Mike or the Sam or whoever.
Yeah.
The Mike linebacker.
Drop a weak side blitz into your analysis.
That can help out a little bit as well.
Yeah, and you're good to go.
Because you can say that, and people watching it will have no idea if that's actually happening or not. They're just like, totally, man. All that you, weak side.
If you say they're playing too high coverage, oh, my God.
That's cover two. How do you know that? I just know.
How do you not, though?
I know football. Right. I know football. No big deal over here. I just know football.
So and never go in the prevent. That's what we always say to you. Never go in the prevent.
Exactly. Never go prevent. All it does, prevent you from winning the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you go. Knocked out some football cliches at the top of the show. Before we get into breaking down football with our very inexperienced, non-professional eyes, I do want to shout out the fact that we are going to have a monster giveaway for our listeners. Ooh. We've been working with our friend Brandon Smiley, incredibly talented human being. He does a lot of woodworking. Just come to my house. Well, actually, don't because you're not invited. But check out our Instagram. We're going to be posting some stuff about it. We're still trying to figure out the logistics, but pay some close attention to that. I was talking to him earlier. He is doing some just remarkable work. He's coming up with these plaques that are sports themed. They're different logos, different sports logos.
It's legitimately a type of item you would find in the team store of any of the professional sporting events you would go to.
And they'd
it's
be like $350 in a store. And they're much cheaper if you go directly to him, which you could do at Smiley Built on Instagram. And we're going to have him on in a week or two. We're trying to figure that out. And we're going to figure out the giveaway, but make sure you go follow us, TBP Not A Game, on Instagram for all those details. And we're going to have him on here to talk a little bit more about how he got into it and what exactly he's doing. But it's incredible work. My house is Smiley Built sponsored. My bed was made by him. Our shelves were made by him. I have a basketball hoop in my house, full size, just to let y'all know.
Actually pretty cool. I like that.
Thing. Thank you. Yeah. That was built by him.
If you're a diehard sports fans or you're looking for a gift, these are perfect for either or.
Perfect gift.
Either one.
Perfect gift for the sports fan in your life. So that's enough of a commercial for him. Just make sure you go follow us, TBP Not A Game, and we'll give you some more information. But week one is in the books, just about. We have the final game, Ravens and the Raiders right now on Monday Night Football. But let's talk about what happened on Sunday, because, man, we had a full slate of games, finally. 49ers, looking pretty good on offense, I suppose.
Yeah,
I mean,
they look good in the beginning, and then they just pretty much just...
Looked like they put their foot off the gas.
They
really did. Yeah. I mean, they came out swinging, and second half just looked dead.
I mean, rightfully so. You're playing Detroit. You don't think much of Detroit. No one ever thinks much of Detroit. No one ever should think much of Detroit other than Chase out there. I'm sorry, my man. I hope your head's out of the sand at this point. But it's a tough place when you're facing Detroit because they are so much better than them. I don't think anyone thinks Detroit had a chance to beat them. Get into that week one mode like, oh, man, we're taking these guys apart.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy enough. Then you get that cheap little onside kick giveaway by Kittle. Just, you know, that's a tough one to get. Short hopped him, hit him in the face, and they get a little momentum. Debo Samuel has an unfortunate fumble.
Worst fumble ever.
It could have been bad.
Sports better,
if you're a sports better, you're definitely.
Yeah.
That backdoor cover by Detroit. Yeah.
We'll go to that later.
That's not a bad beat. That's a great win for if you pick Detroit. So that's a great win. I don't believe in bad beats. I believe in great wins for the other person right there. Never a bad beat in life.
But, I mean, they're still an NFL team, so you can't really come in taking them lightly.
No, exactly.
They're still professionals. This isn't college ball where you can be Alabama raking in and then just kind of pull off the gas and still win by 60.
Well, it's become the Shanahan special. Big leads and then give them away.
Oh,
he's done it in the Super Bowl now twice. At one point, the most epic collapse in football, in professional football history, I would say.
I mean, he probably has a two. The one and two biggest flops in Super Bowl history. You could arguably say.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the first one,
definitely
obviously,
the
Atlanta,
first one with Atlanta blowing the 28
to 3 lead. Yeah, that was horrid. But then you go to the Kansas City Chiefs game. That was
20 to 10, didn't they?
Yeah.
10 point lead going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's, I mean,
you should have been able to hold that. And you couldn't even.
Now, well, let's give some credit to Jimmy G throwing an interception going in the half with his eyes closed. And then also overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders by 10 yards when he was running butt naked open and in the end zone. But I'm not bitter about it at all. It's totally fine. We're good.
News. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't wake up and I don't yell into my pillow every morning because of that. It's totally fine.
The quest for six continues.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah, that and the. Throwing
fades from 6-0 to 0-2 real quick.
Let's go down this rabbit hole more.
Week one, the Niners look good. Of course, they're going to put up those numbers against, you know, a weak Detroit team. So everyone's praised. It's the first time that a receiver had 100 yards, a running back had over 100 yards, and passing over 200 in the same game.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, since Alex Smith and someone, that trio back in like 2000.
Are you talking about for the 49ers?
I
feel like everyone's done that like once a week.
I don't know what you're talking about here. Gotcha.
So balanced attack. I'll take it.
Yeah, but I mean, when has the Niners actually had that balanced attack on both sides?
It's been for
I get that. But like you'd imagine, it's like, oh, you've had a lot of great running backs.
I want to stay here for a second, guys.
Okay.
I have a shocking admission. I want to take back something I said. Not all the way back.
Uh-oh.
I think I know what this is.
I don't.
I need to offer an apology to Alex Smith.
Hey. Oh. Hey, let's go.
It's happening?
Now.
It's happening.
All right, let's hear it.
It's happening!
Let's hear it.
I've been tough on Alex Smith in the past. You
tough
all
is
may
an
know.
Understatement, bro.
Okay, yeah, I said he was one of the worst draft picks.
Yeah.
I may have been a little bit harsh. With a little bit of time removed and hindsight being 2020, I would say I would still take Kaepernick over him. However, Alex Smith, not terrible.
I mean, I think he's better than Cap, but yeah, go for it, man.
That's fine. We're not going to agree there.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, I may have been a little harsh in the past, and I just want to apologize.
Can I get an amen?
I don't think that was totally necessary there.
I do. You were just trashing on him for no reason.
And there was reasons. And you know what? We're not going to go there. I'm just going to say, Alex Smith, not the worst dude ever, okay? Not the best. Right. But we're going to leave it at that. I just wanted to get that out there.
Wow.
Being president of the Alex Smith fan club, we accept that apology.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate that, Rude Dog. All right. The surprise of the weekend, I would have to say, was your Green Bay Packers stat man, Brad.
Oh, my.
And led by hometown hero
but
Aaron Rodgers.
Also not a surprise in the sense he didn't really play in the preseason that much. And he also had this huge kind of stay away from the team. I don't think he played a snap that I saw. But he had this huge hiatus from the team, this whole back and forth. You expected something bad to happen. And it looked like it affected him. Like this whole, entire
offseason. He looked totally fine out there. He looked like 100% himself. Yeah. Especially with that hair that he's got right now. He played like a homeless.
He looks
person.
Like
he
CM
care.
Punk.
He doesn't care
like,
about that team anymore.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
It was shown in week one.
Shout out to Bomani Jones for saying he really dove into the whole Chico look with the ponytail. First of all, I love you, Bo.
But you're wrong.
Yeah.
No ponytails around here, bro.
Yeah.
No ponytails.
We might have a couple of hippies out there, but we're not.
Has he ever been to Chico?
I doubt it.
I mean, he's just thinking Northern California, trying to go for general, you know, he went too far north.
But yeah, I was going to say,
He went
northwest.
Yeah.
We're in the valley, baby.
Yeah.
That's not us.
We're a little bit different down here.
But obviously, you know, we pride on ourselves in not going too crazy here, and so I don't want to overreact too much, but man, what a stinker.
But the one good thing about it is the whole rest of the division lost.
At the same point in time, can we also give my man Jameis some love?
He went off.
Goodness, that man deserves a plaque in Canton right now. Throw him there right now. He is the best the New Orleans has ever seen.
Defense is not great, but
best
it's also
New Orleans has ever seen. Best.
Green Bay's defense isn't great, but it's not that bad.
He had 5 touchdowns.
Yeah. But he definitely torched him up, lit him up, and it wasn't pretty.
Did y'all see the press conference with him after when he said
he was all decked out?
He had the cleanest suit I've ever seen. He looked like he was going to the Oscars or something.
But they asked him about his game, and he's like, "Well, you know, his coach always tells me."
Oh, what did coach say?
What did he say? I can't remember.
Yes,
that was beautiful. He's like, "I'm searching for a cliche."
Please don't ever change. I know I've clowned you before because you do some pretty clownable things out there. I still love you because you do put up. Just spectacularness, whether it's good or bad, and I appreciate that about him.
He earned that W. He can eat that W all he wants.
He can eat that W, so...
He does eat them. He tries to.
Shouts to him. He threw for, 158 yards or something?
Not even... I think it was like 148 yards.
148? Is that
what it was? 5
touchdowns. 5 touchdowns. That's insane. That's insane.
That is insane.
I mean, it answers any questions, though, about how the Saints are going to do this year.
Again, they played Green Bay, so...
No, I understand that.
And again, it's week
one. No one knows anything about week one.
Well, they thought they were going to be an absolute flunk with Jameis Winston on there. So
I mean, I'm telling you, did you not see that one throw he made in the playoffs? All right, that was like I knew from there. I was like, dude, Jameis is going to be good.
He's going Hall of Fame. Is that what you were thinking?
Oh yeah, when they did the little trick play.
Yeah, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I was like, that's Jameis
148 yards, 14 of 20, 5 touchdowns. No one has ever thrown for 5 touchdowns, throwing for less than 150 yards in the history of the NFL.
Hall of Famer, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you,
Hall of Famer.
Place and Canton.
Canton, here we go.
Let's get those votes in.
All right, another surprise of the weekend was probably my pick. Tennessee going into the game, -3. Expected to win by at least 3, according to Vegas odds makers, and getting absolutely boat raced. Kyler Murray looks like the real deal, and I think we all forgot that Kyler Murray's shoulder got injured last year because he started the season off on fire, and then we had all these doubts, as we do in the media, is he really who we've been saying he is and all these things, and he balled.
He balled yesterday.
Him and everyone else.
And this is supposed to be a Tennessee team that a lot of people are high on. They got a good defense, they got a good offense, and they looked trashable
on both ends of the ball, man.
Dog water out there. That line got completely utterly obliterated by Chandler Jones, getting 5 sacks in the game.
5 sacks.
I mean,
what was it 3 in the first quarter?
Tyler Lewan was the left tackle for the game, and he pretty much he put himself on blast from knowing how bad of a game he played because it was atrocious by Tennessee. You guys got to be better than that.
Yeah. Taylor Lewan came out and tweeted, "Thanks, Chandler Jones, for making me better because you."
He exposed everything about his game.
Yeah. Every single damn footwork and everything. Captain Kirk played great. D-Hop played lights out like everyone would expect. But, Kyler Murray, dude, 5 TDs. And the way he was running around like in the Madden game, dude.
It was insane.
It was cool to witness, even being a Niner fan. But I love watching football.
So we all
players like that.
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't be a huge upset, though, because the Cardinals last year were kind of an up-and-coming team. They weren't going to be a playoff-ready team, but they were.
I would totally disagree because what's my man's name? The head coach there. Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. His offense with Kyler Murray was vanilla. And yesterday it did not look it. Again, week one, I still expect that offense to regress to the mean, but they have the weapons there to make some waves this year. So we'll see. But I did want to stay on the fact that we all said coming into this, and this, listen, we're not experts, and anyone could have called this, but we said the NFC West was going to be the toughest division. 3 of the 4 teams go on the road, get the dub. All 4 teams get a week one victory, and the NFC West looks even more terrifying than we thought going into it. The fact that one of these teams is going to have to miss the playoffs is obscene, knowing that a team from the NFC East is going to make the playoffs. So there's that. But, man, the NFC West.
They really need to rework that. I don't think every team from every division or the top team from every division needs to go. Like the East has been so trash. Yeah, automatically. The East has been so trash for so long. It's been at least a good 10 years since we've actually had a decent team coming out of that Eastern division.
They need to have Dallas.
I would say even more than 10
season. Yeah. They need to have that for Dallas. They do it just for Dallas, so they have a chance. Like, hey, we're gonna put you in a really crappy division, so you have a chance every single year.
And they don't succeed.
Well, they don't do it. So but it's just like hanging a little carrot that they'll never catch.
It does make the season more interesting because your team could be a 7-9 potential team like the Seahawks and have that Beastquake run that he had against the Saints at home. And we don't get that moment if not for that. And it just, if that's the case, you're going to have a division or two basically irrelevant by week 13, 14. And you got to give them something to play for. So I feel you. You want to reward the best teams. But also,
I get it. But, I mean, yeah, the East has been so trash recently. It's just, you got to have to earn that as a division now. No, as a team, you got to earn that. What? All four of you guys need to earn that.
In the moment yesterday, did anyone actually think the Browns are going to win that game?
No.
I will say, when they started off, it looked like they would.
Yeah,
the first half in particular, they were not making, Kansas City was not looking good at all.
No. Yeah.
They looked pretty pathetic. And Cleveland has, they just have something that they just want to prove so bad that they're trying so desperately for. And they just stumble over their own feet. That's their problem.
They're trying too hard.
Yeah, they're the ones that are like, dude, I know I'm great stuff. Let me show it to you. Oh, wait, I just tipped it over my eye. I fumbled, you know? So, like, they're good, but they're trying too hard to show that they're good.
Yeah.
Just be good, y'all.
Shout out to the reporter who asked Patty Mahomes if he just said, F it, Tyreek Hill's down there. Because I've never heard a reporter cuss like that before. Right. And I didn't even know we could. So let's go, baby. The floodgates are open. Let's go.
But it's true, though. He just launches that damn ball 70, 80 yards.
And just hopes to God that it's Tyreek's there. And Tyreek's going to run sideways and he's going to find the ball.
Yeah.
He's always out there.
All right. Everyone's biggest takeaway from the NFL weekend. I'll start with you, Rudy.
Biggest takeaway, let's see. I would have to say how bad the Packers look. I don't care if it feels week one or not, but they just looked really, really bad.
Dude, if there's a giant panther loose in Carolina.
What the hell? Did you all see that? Virtual reality.
Yes.
That was amazing. That was crazy.
I
was like, all right, they're getting pretty cool with this stuff right now.
What is this?
Carolina really unleashed some pretty cool visual effects at the start of the game.
Yeah. That was really cool.
A crazy, like, it was a giant panther comes across the stadium. It was a dope little thing. So panthers are running loose.
And their new stature, too. The new panther statue.
Well, yeah, they had to get rid of the one with the stupid, what's his name, Jerry Richardson.
Yeah.
His pant, like, panthers all around him look so stupid.
It was so dumb.
But the new one's really cool.
Yeah, put a panther out there that's looking fierce. That's all you need. That's all I ever wanted because it's a great logo.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You got one?
I was just going to say I wanted to piggyback on the Packers. I mean, that was just atrocious. I'm not too worried because of how bad the rest of the division looked this first week. But it's worrisome. Looking into the next couple weeks is what the Packers are going to do to bounce back.
Yeah. All right, guys, I have a pretty shocking revelation, so I hope you're sitting down out there wherever you're listening. But after doing some real research before the show, the biggest takeaway I had is Tom Brady. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yep.
Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. That's
I'll accept it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He's 44?
44 playing, years old.
And just kind of balling out like it's nothing.
Yeah. Throwing dimes everywhere.
He looks like he's maybe 33.
Yeah. It's all those kids he's kisses, man.
He's the soul sucker himself.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to get to our parlay play in a second. But if you go to page 4 over here, Brad, we do have the Thirsty 30-Second Fantasy Update.
Hold up. Wait, we actually got it this time around? I'm excited for this.
Yes, so... Guys, you might need to refresh it. I'm not sure. But, guys, for those of you not familiar, we all play fantasy football, some of us more begrudgingly than others. And so we like to have a moment to vent. So, you know, we understand that fantasy bores everyone, but we have 30 seconds so we could get it all out in a little therapy session starting.
All right. You good? Everyone good?
Yeah,
good. All right. Here we go. But I got to know
what your fantasy. No!
All right.
Feel better. I feel better.
You know what? This is going to be a good, like...
Do you feel better?
Wow. Just got it out there, man.
Welcome to therapy, everybody. And you know what, fans out there, if you guys are out there listening, you can also join in the 30 seconds.
That's just your time.
Scream
to
in your car, scream at your house.
Yep.
Don't scream at your wife or husband. Don't do that yet. But yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe later. For it to happen later. Okay.
There's time for that to happen later on
Dinner's
Sunday.
There we go.
That's when you got to unleash the
Yeah,
the
there are times and places for that. Yeah. That is not one of them.
All right. Before we get to the break and halfway through the show, I do want to give us a little time to talk some baseball.
What?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
We're going to actually talk some baseball.
Hi. Okay.
And we're done.
Okay. All right. That was great.
Great baseball talk. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Talk about.
The Giants playing well, huh? I mean, two and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can't really say anything else other than that. Because you guys,
I mean, it's just been the same battle all year round, especially at the end of the stretch with the Dodgers-Giants. Just back and forth.
We might be able to... shake hands and say we knocked the Padres out of the playoffs because that's the way we're going right now.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that.
You have 10 games against them. I think we have one more series against them.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively, we could
just knock.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would. They have not really earned that spot.
Haven't. They've lost.
They had that amazing start of the season, and you had that first series with the Dodgers Padres.
Right. I
thought that was going to be the staple series for the rest of the year. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got 19 games of this. This is beautiful. And then it just took
The Padres, their pitching staff has just gone completely off the rails, other than Blake Snell. Well, granted, he's off the rails now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Started the game, only went two-thirds of an inning, left it with a groin injury.
Yeah.
So, and he was dealing. He had, three consecutive starts or something of like.
Lately.
Going eight innings or something. Yeah. Dude was finally pitching well, but everybody else on the staff has been doing terrible for the Padres. And the Giants and Dodgers, we just don't lose, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And right now, Giants have 93-50 for their record. I'm looking at Milwaukee right now at 89-55. I'm really hoping Milwaukee has a great push to the end and overtakes whoever ends up being the first place in the West, just so we can have that 7-game series. I really don't want a 5-game series between the Dodgers and Giants. It's just not worth what we have, what that rivalry has become this year, and that talent that we have. It's becoming what the Dodgers Padres was supposed to be. Every game that we play now at the end of the stretch has been that, and I love every bit of it.
Well, the Padres and the Reds are tied for that wild card spot right now. Dodgers are firmly in place there, and it's really just. Dodgers or Giants are going to win the NL West,
and
whoever doesn't is going to get the first, is going to host a wild card game, it looks like. I mean, unless one of these teams absolutely collapses, I mean, basically have to win no more games because I believe
they're sub 16. Yep.
So yeah, 16 games up right now. So I just, with what, 24, 25 games remaining, something like that?
Give or take.
That's almost impossible.
And the Giants
will
clinch a playoff spot tonight if they do win tonight.
Yeah, the next win.
Giants and Dodgers are actually under 20 now games left remaining in the season.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're now at the very final stretch.
So we're getting there.
Yep.
And,
as long as the Padres don't make it, they could take them and the stupid chain that they have every time they hit a home run.
Everyone's got to have something for the home run now.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool when the first team did it, but everyone else is just, now you're just copying them. It's all right.
Blue Jays have that jacket.
They have
now.
A jacket, like a little.
And
little
someone else has some, probably another stupid chain.
The Phillies do it like a little sun hat. They give you
a
little sun
right.
hat.
Yeah.
It's like you're desperate for it.
That's
like
so dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, the Dodgers. Run differential is by far the best
insane.
In the big.
It's straight bonkers.
Plus 234.
Oh, my God.
The Giants are plus 174, and I think that's the second best in.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tampa Bay's at plus 177.
And then
and
right
Houston's
after that.
At plus 178.
Yep.
But, I mean, to be 60 runs greater than anyone else in all of
they do have
the majors.
The best lineup in the game.
They
right
do,
now,
by
yeah.
far, by
they
far.
And they've had a lot of good blowouts, especially against the Diamondbacks. That was a 20 runs.
We've done that. We got the series against them next, too.
So you're going to pad your stats on that one.
Yeah, so that's going to come down to probably the last week of the season to decide who gets in and who wins the division, who gets the... host a wild card game. We're going to figure all that out here at the very end of the season, which makes baseball still worth watching, even though football's back. What also made baseball still worth watching was the Subway Series this weekend with the Mets, the Yankees. Francisco Lindor was going against Stanton, calling him out, saying that they were whistling from the dugout and tipping pitches that way. Yeah. And if you didn't see the trash talk, the benches clearing, and just the most New York thing ever.
It was, honestly, baseball's, they put on a good show last week. Mm-hmm. I got to say,
absolutely,
the Yankees and the Mets, they did put on a show. Lindor hitting three home runs, this third one to put them over the, give them the one-run lead going into the ninth. So, great, it was a great series by them. The Yankees, it's laughable how, how much they've fallen.
Also, genius idea by baseball to
Have them play
on September 11th on the 20th anniversary.
I think it would have been better, though, with the Mets and the Braves. That game, I think, would have been better.
New York, man.
Well, I understand.
I know they played Mets and Braves.
Because that was the game,
after,
the first game
in New York played. Atlanta is not New York.
No, I understand that, but that was the first game played, and you had the Piazza.
Yeah, no one agrees with you.
I get it.
The best way to, I understand the history of all that, but you bring New York out against New York, and you're going to get, I mean, you're going to say that would have been a better series than what we just got. That series was awesome.
I'm in hindsight, yes. I'm thinking for like the memory of what had happened, I think that would have been a better series for that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no one agrees with you.
All right. Well, I got some, like, it's been a great year and it's still going, but here's some, like, highlights of what this 2021 season has brought us. The Indians got no hit three times, first team to ever do so. Nine no hitters thrown, most ever in a season. A pitcher, catcher, and two 20-year-old stars, Tatis and Vlad Jr., led the league in home runs. Yeah, you heard pitcher and catcher. That's right there is ridiculous. But then you have 22-year-old stars doing it, and a two-way player doing something no one's ever done before, and that is Shohei Ohtani doing that.
Also, combined no-hitters do not count. If you have to bring your pen to bring
Thank
in a no-hitter,
you.
It does not count.
I am so with you on that.
Not in it.
A no-hitter's one damn pitcher.
One pitcher,
I am so with you on that.
Milwaukee giving this combined no-hitter because you bring in haters.
I enjoy like a little asterisk on it because that is...
No, it's not a no-hitter. It's not a no-hitter. I don't want an asterisk at all. It should not be considered a no hit.
I am with you.
Can you say
a team got no hit then?
A team got no hit, but that's not a no. I'm willing to say that.
Yeah. Okay, so a team got no hit, but there's no the Milwaukee Brewers did not get that.
They should not be rewarded a no hit.
Okay, that's fair. Totally that's fair.
With you.
That's fair.
Totally with you.
I know Corbin Burns had 115 pitches, but if you want that no hitter,
you got to
get out,
man.
Stay in there.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Drew, Derek, Rudy, Statman, Brad, all in the building. It's good to be back. It's good to have football season upon us. The best time of the year for baseball is right around the corner. We're just juiced, man. We got hoops starting next month. We got hockey starting. We're going to have our hockey expert back next week. So she'll give us a little preview of that.
She's at a baseball game right now where the dogs are $1 and the beers are $10.
What?
The Cowboys are $10 right now.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
She sent me a picture.
This is why minor league baseball is the truth,
it's the best.
Man.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you get great seats for like $5.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The minors are the best.
More minors, y'all.
Yeah. More minors in my life is going to be great.
Oh, man, I don't really know how to transition from that to our sponsor, so I'll just do it.
Chris Hansen from
Talking About Practice is made possible by y'all, our generous supporters of KZFR, and by Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. For more information, 530-415-6244 and online at jeeptrailprint.com. All right. We're going to get into the news in one second here. Before we do, I just wanted to remind y'all, never trust Atlanta. I've said it a million times, said it before, I'll say it again. Never, under any circumstances, ever, 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 trust Atlanta. They got all these weapons for Matt Ryan. They got Calvin Ridley. They got the best tight end in the draft. They did all of that for what? To not be able to trust them.
Not a damn thing.
So just don't trust Atlanta. I just wanted to remind everyone that it's just a PSA. So, you know, that'll be a theme for the rest of the season. Just
take
to let
it
you
to
know.
The bank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Derek Esamaki is going to get you caught up on what's going on around the world in current events with Derek Esamaki's The News.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Esamaki has breaking news.
That is right, Joe. Time for
The News.
I got a good one for y'all right now. Now, I don't know if there are any Roomba users out there. I'm not. I, for one, love vacuuming. I think vacuuming is like one of the best household chores you can do. You know? Like, you get to push a machine around that sucks up dirt. That's awesome. Like, how would you not want to do that? And why would you want a robot to do it for you? I have no idea why. Now, I get it. The Roomba saves time. It gives you, with a pet, that freedom to always have your house being clean because there's hair everywhere. I can understand that side. But at the same point in time, I love vacuuming. Yeah. One of my favorite chores out there. And you want to have a robot do it for you? Completely against it. I'll never have a Roomba. But for those of you that do, apparently there's an issue with the Roomba. The Roomba vacuum.
Roomba. Wait. Roomba. Yeah, I was going to say Roomba. Whatever.
I'm not going to own it. I don't even know how to say it, okay? Not my problem. But either way, the Roomba, whatever we're saying it, it's going to, has apparently a small flaw in the fact that it will clean everything all the time. It will not stop unless it physically stopped. And unfortunately for pet owners, sometimes that object isn't strong enough to stop it. And we're talking about wet poop. That's right. Roombas have apparently an issue. Roomba, whatever we're saying, God, have apparently an issue where they run over their dog's fecal matter and then therefore spread the poop all over the house.
Oh.
Just smears it everywhere.
Smears it everywhere. And pet owners with the Roomba or the Roomba, whatever we're calling it, I've had enough. They said, yo, my man, stop it. Run over the poop. I would say, yo, put your dog outside and make sure it doesn't poop in the house. You know, like, seriously, that would be the common
thing. Or like maybe like have a little cage inside that he knows
something like
poop
that.
In.
Yeah, a little poop area. For your dog, you keep it in there, and the Roomba doesn't go in there. Roomba, whatever
we're
calling
little gate for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Either way, they have now said, Roomba, whatever they're saying, they have come out and said they found a way to stop poop getting run over. So, praise the Lord, no more poop smearing happening anymore.
There we go. There is a guy.
From all those people with the vacuums that don't want to do it. They're too lazy to push around a vacuum that sucks up their own dirt. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is push a thing across it's easier than sweeping. I don't know why. I don't know why you want to have a robot do it for you, but hey, not my money.
Imagine coming home and seeing dog poo just smeared all over your floors.
Yeah, there are some pretty nasty videos out there.
Yeah, man.
I'm seeing that Dumb and Dumber scene when he walks into the bathroom.
Oh, it's smeared.
Yeah.
There's poop everywhere.
There's poop everywhere. That's literally the case with the Roomba, whatever.
It's all the walls.
Now, moving on from a robot that's not supposed to pick up poop to a handheld device that is supposed to pick up poop.
Ah.
We're talking about pooper scoopers, y'all. Pooper scoopers.
That's all right.
Now, apparently, there's an issue over in Pasadena. Now, for those of you who don't know, that's in Southern California down there, where there was a break-in at someone's house. They heard a rumbling going on in their garage. They see a window being broken. Looks up. They find out not much is missing, but a pooper scooper is gone. That's what's been stolen. So the police search in the area, come across a transient who had said pooper scooper. Now, to which I'm thinking, you know, my man's probably just trying to help himself out. Like, I don't want to pick up my own poop. If I have a pooper scooper, like, I defecate anywhere now. The world becomes your toilet if you have a pooper scooper at that point.
He's probably doing a good service for everyone else.
Right, yeah. He's probably trying to help out his transient community by saying, hey, guys,
let's keep it clean.
Look at that. The world is our toilet. Now we can finally pick up after ourselves like responsible human beings, because that's what transients always worry about. They want to be responsible human beings, so they pick up their own poop. And I'm all for it. I'm all for
responsible
transients. They're the best type of transients because they pick up their own poop.
Because they care.
Who are not good? People with horses, because they don't pick up their horses' poop.
Oh, dude, that's the worst.
The worst, man. I don't get it.
Mountains,
why?
Though. That's not a little pile. It's a mountain.
I feel the bigger the pile, the poop, the more of a necessity it is to pick up said poop.
And it's all, yeah. God,
I don't know. I don't understand why people with horses have this willy-nilly look on poop and say, I can poop wherever I want. No, pick up after your horse.
And why is it so accepted that they can poop anywhere. It's like a dog poops and everyone loses their mind. Yeah. Horse poop is like, oh,
I mean,
okay.
Pick up your dog's poop. Like, that's,
you should.
Responsibility.
Protocol, yeah.
That's why you have the pooper scooper. Exactly. And, you know,
We've gone over this before. The reason I don't agree with it, but it's because a horse's poop is more biodegradable.
Not when it lands on concrete.
Yeah,
or it ain't degrading there.
The trail of the trail and
yeah, it's
park.
Like if it's in the. All fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. But
so if my dog somehow poops, you know, miracle poop, it's okay to leave it there? Or if my poop somehow is good, I can just leave it wherever I want it to? I don't accept that. Just because it's good for the earth doesn't mean I want it still sitting there. It still smells like poop.
That's fair.
Flies all over it.
Now, if it came out smelling like daisies and it was like pancakes or something, I'd be like, yeah, fine, leave the poop there.
Flowers are growing out.
That'd be kind of nasty, though. Like, imagine if poop smelled really good.
Oh.
Like, it tasted, it smelled
like... Well, I feel like we'd have a Tide Pod issue with the poop, then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, oh, you'd be more inclined to eat your own poop.
Yeah. I feel like we can move off that now.
We could, but I think that's just like... Something to ponder. Something to ponder.
God, I was so hungry. Yeah. Thank God somebody left me a snack.
Thank goodness poop smells awful because it keeps us away from it.
That's true.
You know? That's God being smart. Because he knows how stupid we are. We would eat that.
Kudos to the man above.
There you go. All right, y'all.
Shout out to God.
And pooping, okay? I'm very passionate about my poops. All right, that's enough for the day, y'all. I'll leave it to it. That's the news.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I actually had more poop news. I just want to let you guys know, but I refrained from it, okay? Because I figured two stories is enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Yeah, I'll save it for, you know, everybody's got to poop, right? So, you know, it's always going to be stories out there.
So, Rudy was on fire with picking the Giants week after week after week. You won, what, 5 weeks in a row?
It's been insane. It's been I mean, the Giants
five or
keep
six
on
weeks.
Winning.
Yeah. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen... Rudy, 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 Rudy.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last two or three minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All righty. Well, last week was beautiful. Giants won, I think, every day. But Sunday comes around, and then you know what your boy goes... I'm going to throw it in some action in the NFL morning, and what happens? I took all my winnings, and I lose everything Sunday morning. Packers, Titans, Texans, because I rolled the chat. I was just betting way too much. Anywho.
You got way too excited first week.
Oh, well, yeah. I woke up, and I was like, all right, I don't have one bet besides the Niners. I was like, let's go. And the Niners got the backdoor covered. I'm not going to cuss online or on air, but
smart man, don't make my mistake.
But you know what? And shout out to my boy Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
We were at work last night. I'm like, dude, I'm in the hole pretty bad. I'm like in the dark hole.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm just going to double down. Let's go. I was like, Derek, who do you like? +8 or -8 for the Bears Rams? He goes. I tossed it up, but I was
thinking about it a lot. I was like, man, I had to ask, is Andy Dalton playing?
Yeah.
And then when he said Andy Dalton's playing, I was like, Rams plus Rams. 8, baby. And you know, never rolled. Trust
wait,
never
wait,
trust
wait, it was
Dalton.
Rams plus 8?
-8.
Oh, -8. Okay, I was going to say, like, wait, what?
Yeah, Rams -8. Yeah.
What a
and it was,
steal.
I think Bears plus 10.
Yes.
It was Bears plus 10.
I was going to buy a point.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and I thought, it was -9, and then I was going to buy either -8 or +10.
Gotcha.
And I was like, you know, with that, I was like, I thought maybe the Bears could be within 10. I was like, that's possibly doable if it wasn't Dalton on the mound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
that wasn't the case.
It wasn't the case.
Thanks again, homie.
There we go, man. Dude, I'm glad I was there for it. Yeah.
Yes. That was,
I was scared. I was a little
sweating.
It started, off stressful a little bit. I was like, oh, man, Bears look pretty good for that first drive. And then I was like, oh, it's Andy Dalton. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and Matt Nagy. So it's like the worst two combinations you can worry about.
The
so
best duo.
If you want another team to not trust other than Atlanta, the Bears are the new team right
indeed.
Now.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again. And my picks for the week are the Giants again. We're playing the Padres in a 4-game stand at home. And then we're going to play against the Braves as well. But we're going to throw in the Dodgers against the D-backs as well.
Smart.
Bet every single of those games. And then you know what? Since there's only 2.5 weeks left.
Parlay it.
Bet against the damn Orioles.
Ooh.
Oh,
you know who they're playing starting tomorrow? The Yankees. And the Yankees need the win. So bet every single of those other games, and then let's make that money, man. Let's
This has been the most desperate. I love it right now. This has been the most desperate you've ever been, Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm about time right now. We're really in the depths of hell with you. So you really need to wait in here more often.
I know.
You're picking the Orioles. That's like, all right, there we go. This is a guy who wants his money right now.
No. Pick the Yankees.
I don't want to say you're picking the Orioles game to bet
on.
Yes. That's where they're playing.
That's the desperation I love right there. Yes, it smells fantastic.
Series for the Orioles, Yankees, then Boston, Philly, Rangers, and then Boston again.
The
only time I'm like seeing maybe one win
is against the Rangers.
Yes.
So maybe stay away from that series. But
I'd be careful on that. That's a 4-game series right there.
Ooh, the Orioles are dog water.
They
are pathetic. It's sad.
46-97. They're definitely going to have probably 110 loss season this year. Easy.
So yeah, those are the picks, boys. Let's go get that money.
Let's go. And I put the week 2 lines at the bottom of the rundown, boys. So before we get out of here, we got to make our parlay picks. Make sure you check that out. I did want to mention our foreign correspondent, Erin, could not be here. As mentioned earlier, she is at a minor league baseball game tonight, eating dollar hot dogs, drinking $10 beers. I'm very envious of that. But she did want to touch on the U.S. Open, which the best part of the U.S. Open, if you ask me, is Larry David at the U.S. Open, plugging his ears as people are cheering. It was the most Larry David thing ever. He was also at Fashion Week on the phone. It was just incredible. He was standing front row as people, you know, the models are walking down the runway, and he's on the phone with one plugging one ear, trying to talk on the phone. Just so Larry David, just lovely.
Oh man.
But I did want to mention the results of the U.S. Open, which I actually did spend some time watching the past week or so, and it was really fun. Djokovic, the Joker, lost in straight sets to Daniil Medvedev, which was shocking.
Yeah, in straight sets, too, man.
Straight sets. And I can never say her last name right, but this young girl, 18 years old, who first appeared professionally only 3 months ago, ended up winning it. Britain's very own Emma, I can never say her last name, Raducanu.
That sounds about right.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
As someone who pronounces names perfectly all the time, I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
You have an expert with us.
So obviously nailed it, but Emma Emma won. Emma from Britain won. She's only 18. She just started playing professionally months ago.
This is a big weight off Naomi Osaka's shoulders right now.
Yep.
She's no longer, we care about her. So she doesn't talk to the media anymore.
Yeah.
She can play tennis.
If our girl Emma was from the U.S., it'd be even a bigger story. But
But Britain needs tennis. Like, that's like the one thing they thought they had.
Right? Yeah.
That's
or
like their
was their thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They had a lot of things. They had cricket, they had tennis, they had
World expansion.
Like, yeah, the UK had golf, I guess.
They had all these different things.
World expansion, colonialism. They've really been losing out the last few hundred years. Dude, so.
They've been
England,
they're
taking
falling off
left and right lately, man. It's not good over there. Okay?
All their colonies are starting to beat them. It's great.
Ever since 1776, man, has been good for y'all.
It's kind of dropped downhill since then,
Thought you had it all.
You could have had it all. Your baby boy. What?
Wait, what?
I was about to say your baby boy flew the coop, and now we're actually taking over USA. All the way, baby.
Can you hit me with the theme music for the Hall of Fame, please? I don't know what you were doing there.
Wait,
your baby boy.
Yeah, we're like, we were a colony, and then we grew up.
All right, stop explaining. Just will you play the theme music, please, for me, sir?
Wow. Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
All right, So last week I nominated an orgasm, and that was the winner because y'all know there is no better feeling except dunking the most if y'all have never done that, losers. So this week we'll start with Rude Dog Rude. What is your nomination?
My nomination this week is 7 hours of commercial-free football.
All right. Red zone.
God, yesterday was beautiful.
That's going to be tough.
It was so relaxing just to hang out, watch football.
That is going to be tough to beat.
All right. Well, then.
That is going to be real tough.
We'll toss away right now, boys. So put in what you don't care about, y'all. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This is tough.
That is tough.
That is tough. That's a good one, though. Solid pick, Rudy. You know what? I still got to put up a fighting chance right now. So, you know what? I'm going to put in day drinking.
Oh
day drinking goes well with watching football.
Oh, that's the best combo, you know, man.
Yeah, I'm just
Sunday.
A little like day drinking.
That's great.
Right there.
That's a good one.
Brad. Well, you know what goes well with the football? A charcuterie board. That is right, a charcuterie board.
Why did that one win right now?
I swear to God, emails,
and they love charcuterie.
Charcuterie boards, wine, beer, doesn't matter. It goes great with everything, and it's always at a Super Bowl party. It's always at a football Sunday. Charcuterie boards.
Tips to any guys out there, you want to talk to a girl, just bring up charcuterie boards. And see
Chacoots?
How you make your charcuterie board? You know,
Chacoots for the win, baby. Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Wow.
Here we go, oh my God! Oh yeah! All right. I don't know that I could beat a charcuterie board, but I will nominate a weekend getaway. Everyone needs one. Everyone loves one. A good old fashioned weekend getaway.
This is a tough week for you guys right now.
This is a solid lineup. All right, we're
good luck.
Good
luck, voters. You guys get to be the final say.
We're
so
the big guns right now.
Yeah, really? Make sure you go follow us. TBP, not a game. And cast your vote.
Kind of glad we don't have that old format of facing off. It's just everyone going up against it. Because this is like the perfect week for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
See who goes down.
All right, Brad, give us your Monday Miners.
God, we need to get a good intro to that. But yes, I got my Monday Miners.
You really should have like Chris Hansen.
Yeah. Let's start a GoFundMe to get Chris Hansen to do the
opening for us.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What are you doing here?
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
No, it's got to be one of those ones where he reads the messages to the guy.
You mean that you would put your bleep bleep in your bleep bleep and your blah blah?
That's right. Tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Miners.
So it is playoff time for a lot of minor leagues. And I think, Aaron's at a playoff game right now?
Triple A affiliate for the Dodgers.
Dodgers. Is that the Salt Lake Bees?
Yes.
Nice. So anyways.
Wow. Impressive.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
What's Oklahoma City? Are they the?
The 66ers. I think so.
Yeah, that's their double A though, right?
That's double A.
Okay. I knew Oklahoma said he had it. Yeah. So there's a little two for you
right now. He knows his minors.
I know my minors.
Yeah. Line them up, y'all. He'll mow them down.
Anyways, we're gonna move ahead on that one. We're gonna actually go to the Pioneer League, where the Missoula Paddleheads and the Boise Hawks are facing off today at Ogden Park in Boise. Let's talk about the tales of the tape. Missoula Paddleheads have had an amazing year so far, 66-31. Unfortunately, the Boise Hawks, not so great, though. They come into this final series of the year, 49-47. Batting average is .326 for the Paddleheads, and for the Hawks, .310. This is the fun thing about...
What is their name? The Battleheads or the Paddleheads?
Paddleheads. They're basically a moose. Paddleheads.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yes.
I thought you were saying Battleheads.
No, Paddleheads.
That's kind of a lame name. Paddleheads?
Well, they used to be the Missoula Osprey.
I mean, Paddleheads is better.
Yeah, I think Paddleheads are better.
But
plus, they got some
pretty badass.
No, they're pretty badass. But yes, I think the Paddleheads, they got some great logos. If you ever get a chance to check them out. But the one great thing about minor leagues is it's a run heavy league. In any league that you go to for a minor league game, it's going to be run heavy. For example, the Missoula Paddleheads have a team ERA of 6.06. Horrid. But the Hawks have a worse one, 6.69.
Yeah,
that's horrid. But these two teams are in the finals for the Pioneer Baseball League. So that is my minors for my Monday.
There you have it. Before we move on, I want to give a shout out because we didn't do this earlier during the football segment. And I totally missed it. But Tyrod Taylor and the Houston Texans, for being someone who has been cast aside time and time and time again, came out and he balled out with a terrible team. So I did want to give them a quick shout out.
You mean Ty God Taylor?
Okay?
Ty God.
Not Rod Taylor.
No, Ty God Taylor.
It's Tyrod.
Tyrod.
Yeah, he actually came out and said recently that it's Tyrod. We've been pronouncing his name wrong forever. And also, shout out to Two Glove Teddy. Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy One Glove right now, though.
Is he only rocking one
glove? Yeah, he was only rocking one glove this past week. I was going to say, he was also in a little bit of a warmer climate, so he didn't really need that second glove.
He's in Denver.
Were they playing in Denver?
I don't think they were, no.
Okay, but he's playing. He's in Denver, which is a much colder climate than Carolina.
Yeah. No, I agree, but it's just he was wearing one glove.
All right, there we go. Well, there you have it. So we have four things to get to in the next 4 minutes. So where do you want to start? Do you want to do a quick foot and mouth? Do you want to do a quick F1 update? Do you want to combine them?
I mean, that seems like a lot right now, but they're both going to have to be quick no matter what. I
guess, she said.
All right, Brad. That was foot and mouth, man, because foot and mouth is crazy.
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, please, sir.
We'll be quick.
Yep. I don't know if I will be.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, my goodness. Manchester United fans, rejoice. He's back.
He's
back in Old Trafford right now, and he is doing what he does best. Ball, back of the net, two of them. A brace for Ronaldo returning to Old Trafford on a brilliant day in Manchester.
At home.
At home, playing against Newcastle. Honestly, one of the most exciting games I've witnessed, just seen from the fans. I was not there. Yeah. I felt the energy in the stadium, the sounds the crowd was making was palpable. They knew what they had in front of them. They had the return of their God, and he did not disappoint for them. Oh my goodness, Ronaldo, back in the Manchester United uniform. It's crazy. I love it. I don't know. I was so happy.
I love it too.
It felt like a throwback. Chelsea, it really did. Yeah. It felt like a throwback, and especially the way the Premier League is shaping up right now, this is going to be a throwback season. We are having punches left and right, throwing by the top dogs in the league. Man United up there. Chelsea doing amazing work. Lukaku! What a strike from that man.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Lukaku is going to
be a beast.
The guy is doing
it's
big,
a monster
huge pickup for Chelsea to get
massive.
That man. You got to replace Werner, who doesn't do the ball in the back of the net. Lukaku does do the ball in the back of the net. That's what you need, and he's doing that spectacularly. Mm-hmm. Chelsea to the Nick. Liverpool doing what they do best, too. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, they're back as
They're back as well. Getting Virgil van Dijk, having that line completely solidified back there for the defense is huge for them. Tough loss losing Harvey Elliott the other day with a nasty ankle injury
gnarly.
Dislocating his ankle, facing the wrong way. Yeah. But the kid's 18. They bounce back quick, okay? Yeah. Hopefully. He should be all right. But still, Liverpool, this is going to be a fight to the finish for everyone in the mix. I love it. Other than Arsenal, which, sorry, y'all. You got your win. You got a dub.
Barely.
You got a ball. You got one goal. First goal of the season. Take it. Hold it. Love it.
There you go. Finally.
So that's
Champions League. Champions League starts tomorrow.
That is true. That is back as well. We are in.
Champions League is back already?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
My favorite tweet of the weekend was, does soccer ever end? And the answer is no.
No. It does. No. It is a year-round consumption, and I'm here for it. And it is phenomenal. So, Ronaldo, back in Manchester, is phenomenal to see. This is going to be a fun season, y'all. I cannot wait for what's in store. I got to give a quick shout out to my Toffees as well. Coming in 3-1 against Burnley today. That was beautiful. Beautiful strike from Andros Townsend. My goodness, if you saw that, you would have been on the floor. It was beautiful. That's what we're seeing all left and right now. Great goals throughout this entire weekend from everywhere. It was a great year for football.
Indeed.
We're in it for a great weekend. Football, then football, y'all. Start off with football and with some football. It's a great day. Love the weekends now. That's what I'm out.
Beautiful. Y'all ready to do your quick parlay picks?
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead and start us off, Rudy.
-4 Niners over Philly.
All right. Brad?
I'm going to get back on the train. -5 Patriots over to the New York Jets.
right.
All right. Do you need a second?
I've got, where did I see this? Who are the Dolphins playing?
The Bills. That's the Bills, right. Are minus 3.5.
Bills over the Dolphins. That's my
3.5.
Yes, the Bills 3.5. Yes, there it is. 3.5 for the Bills. I'm going for them.
I'm taking an underdog this week. I'm taking the Cowboys at the Chargers. Ooh. Minus plus 2.5 for the Cowboys.
All right, all right.
That's a good pick. I like that one.
So there you have it. Parlay picks. Can I get a quick grinds my gears?
Yes, you may.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Personalized license plates. I've never seen a good one. I hate them all, every single one. I saw one on a Toyota Corolla from probably 1994 this weekend that just said McWife. What does that tell me?
Either make it straight into the point or stop making me look at it and try to figure out what's going on.
Thank you.
I'm the Da Vinci Code solver and I can figure out what you're trying to tell me on this. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
it's either
got to
be super simple or just keep it original. Yeah. Keep it the way it's supposed to be. I like it.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
You got one?
I wasn't prepared for it.
Okay, then no. Yeah, so. All right, check out F1. We wanted to talk about it. Hamilton, Verstappen, crazy crash. Neither walked away with points.